Welcome to the Wednesday, March 6th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Stuttgart, Germany. WebSense is reporting about the mass SQL injection of the day. This time the target is WordPress, and the code that's being injected is essentially yet again another type of JavaScript, and it is going to redirect victims to a fake antivirus site. The top-level domain being used in this case is .rr.io. And you probably save one to block. I'm not aware of too many legitimate sites using .rr.nu. Also involved in part of the redirection chain is .de.lv. And the Adobe Security Department released a new tool today, SWF Investigator. The tool, as the name implies, helps you investigate SWF files. It includes various other utilities, like, for example, a simple SWF decompiler. So if you're interested in learning more about SWF files, this is probably a nice tool to experiment with. It's actually written in Adobe Air, and it is built as a more modular tool. Like, you know, for example, the decompiler is more or less a plugin for the tool, and users are encouraged to write their own plugins for that particular tool. Right now, the tool is considered a beta. Like I said, it has been used internally at Adobe for a while, so as in its current state, it does appear to be a useful tool. And a big hit in the news today against Anonymous and Lulzsec. Well, as it turns out, all the arrests we heard about over the last couple of months weren't necessarily an accident. These Anonymous supporters that were arrested were essentially arrested with the help of the leader of the Lulzsec / Anonymous group, who went by the moniker of Sabu. Sabu essentially got approached by law enforcement. They threatened to arrest him, but then in order to avoid a harsher punishment, he turned over to law enforcement and helped them go after various rank and file of the Anonymous and Lulzsec groups. And last week I reported about the DNS changer court order. What essentially happened was that ISPs got permission by a court to redirect the DNS changer DNS to a special DNS server that was then used to notify infected users. Well, that court order was about to run out this week, and it got now extended by another 4 months. And two men in England are accused of hacking into Sony and stealing Michael Jackson's entire backlog of albums. About 50,000 files, some of them yet unreleased songs, which of course could mean a potentially fairly large damage to Sony if these yet-to-be-unreleased songs that Sony apparently tried to release later as it saw fit get released now early for free on the net. Another big problem here is really that some of the artists start to question whether or not their intellectual property is safe with these music labels. And one of the things you may be seeing is that these artists' over breaches like this may start to switch labels, which of course then means additional damage to these music labels. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.